This is a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Rapid City, District Number 35, Pennington County, Jeffrey K. Haverly, Rapid City. In testimony whereof, I have hereunto set my hand and affixed the great seal of the State of South Dakota this 8th day of January, 2009. Chris Nelson, Secretary of State.
Supreme Court Justice Judith Meyer Henry will now administer the oath of office. Will all the senators please stand?
Please raise your hand and repeat after me. I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of South Dakota, and will faithfully discharge the duties of senator according to the best of my abilities, and that I have not knowingly or intentionally paid or contributed anything or made any promise in the nature of a bribe to directly or indirectly influence any vote at the election at which I was chosen to fill said office, and have not accepted, nor will I accept, or receive directly or indirectly any money, pass, or any other valuable thing from any corporation, company, or person, for any vote or influence I may give or withhold on any bill or resolution or appropriation or for any other official act. Congratulations.
Congratulations. I'd ask each senator to please sign their oath and get it up to the front desk, if you would, please. We now have a Senate, and I'd ask that I've been asked to excuse the spouses at this time, and we'll proceed with the roll call. Secretary will call the roll.
Senators Abdallah, Adelstein, Ahlers, Bartling, Bradford, Brown, Dempster, Frisley, Gant, Garnos, Gillespie, Gray, Hanson, Tom, Hanson, Gary, Haverly, Heiderprim, Howie, Hunstead, Hunhoff, Terstead, Klocek, Knutson, Maher, Merchant, Miles, Nelson, Nesselhoff, Nordstrup, Olson, Peterson, Roden, Schmidt, Teason, Turbach, Berry, Valley. All quorum present, Mr. President.
Without objection, we'll proceed to the organization of the Senate.
One more. Senator Knutson moves that the Senate do now proceed with the organization of the Senate.
Is there a second? Any remarks? Those in favor say aye. Those opposed nay. Motion carried.
Senator Knutson moves that Senator Gray be elected President Pro Tem of the Senate for the 84th legislative session.
Is there a second? Remarks on that motion? Senator Knutson.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's a great personal privilege for me to nominate Bob Gray, the senator from Pierre, to serve as our President Pro Tem. Bob served in that capacity in the 2007 and 2008 legislative session. Did an exceptional job, and I think that he is well deserves re-election as President Pro Tem in order to provide leadership for our body in the next 2 years. So I urge you to vote yes on Senator Gray's nomination.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Senator Heiderprim.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members of the Senate, it's an honor to join Senator Knutson in supporting the nomination of Senator Bob Gray as President Pro Tem of the Senate for this session. You know, we took the measure of the man over the last 2 years, and he did an exceptional job, a very fair job, in exercising his discretion as President Pro Tem of the Senate, and I'm confident that we can look forward to the same kind of fair and even-handed treatment. So I would urge my side of the aisle to support the nomination of Senator Bob Gray as President Pro Tem.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Seeing none, we'll proceed to the election. The question is the nomination of Senator Gray as the President Pro Tem of the Senate. Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdullah?
Aye.
Senator Alcyn? Senator Ahlers?
Aye.
Senator Bartley?
Aye.
Senator Bradford?
Aye.
Senator Brown?
Aye.
Senator Dempster?
Aye.
Senator Frisley?
Aye.
Senator Gant?
Aye.
Senator Garnos?
Aye.
Senator Gillespie? Senator Gray?
Aye.
Senator Hanson Tom? Senator Hanson Gary?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heideprim?
Aye.
Howie?
Aye.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Jurstead?
Aye.
Klocek?
Aye.
Knutson?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Merchant?
Aye.
Miles?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nesselhoff?
Aye.
Nordstrup?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Roden?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Thiessen?
Aye.
Trebekberry?
Aye.
Valley? Mr. President, there are 34 ayes, one excused.
So the motion has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members-elect. The President declares the motion is carried. Congratulations, Senator Gray. Supreme Court Justice Meyer Henry will administer the oath of office.
Senator Knutson moved that Trudy Evanstead be elected Secretary of the Senate for the 84th legislative session.
Is there a second? Remarks on that motion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to the question. The question being the election of Trudy, or the nomination of Trudy Evanstead as Secretary of the Senate. Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdullah?
Aye.
Adelstein?
Aye.
Ahlers?
Aye.
Bartling?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Gant? Garnos?
Aye.
Gray? Hanson Tom?
Aye.
Hanson Gary?
Aye.
Heideprim? Haverly?
Aye.
Sorry. Heideprim? Howie? Hunstead?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Jurstead? Klocek?
Aye.
Knutson?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Merchant?
Aye.
Miles?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nesselhoff?
Aye.
Nordstrup?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Turbach Berry. Valley.
Aye.
Mr. President, there were 34 yeas, one excused.
Well, the motion has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members elect. The motion is carried. Congratulations. Justice Meyer Henry will administer the oath. Congratulations, Trudy.
Senator Knutson moves that the permanent joint rules and the permanent Senate rules of the 83rd legislative session be adopted as the temporary joint rules and temporary Senate rules for the 84th legislative session.
Is there a second? Remarks on that motion? Seeing none, the question is, shall the Senate adopt last session's permanent rules as this session's temporary rules? Those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
First act has a problem.
Senator Abdullah.
Aye.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Ahlers.
Aye.
Bartling.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Dempster.
Aye.
Frisley.
Aye.
Gant.
Aye.
Garnos. Senator Garnos. Senator Gillespie. Ray. Hanson Tom.
Aye.
Hanson Gary.
Aye.
Averly.
Aye.
Ida Prim.
Aye.
Howie, Hunstead,
aye.
Hunhoff, Terstead, Pocek,
aye.
Knutson, Maher, Merchant, Miles,
aye.
Nelson,
aye.
Nesselhoff,
aye.
Nordstrup,
aye.
Olson, Peterson, Roden,
aye.
Schmidt, Thiessen,
aye.
Turbach Berry, Valley. Mr. President, there are 34 ayes, one excused.
So the motion having received affirmative vote of a majority of the members-elect, the President declares the motion is carried. Secretary of the Senate will announce the appointment of session employees. After their names are read, or perhaps as they are being read, if you'd come forward to receive your oath of office, all session employees.
Mr. President announces the appointment of the following named persons as employees of the Senate for the 84th legislative session. First Assistant to the Secretary, Kay Agana. Second Assistant to the Secretary, Carolyn Ryder. Third Assistant to the Secretary, Carolyn Jorgensen. Secretary to the President Pro Tem, Sherry Hochschild. Secretary to the Majority Leader, Rena Ortbaum. Secretary to the Minority Leader, Ann Eichinger. Appropriations Secretary Barb Yornberg. Committee Secretaries Josh Klum, Cindy Lauder. Sergeant-at-Arms Dave Bondi. Assistant Sergeants-at-Arms Robert Bartlett, James Smith, Larry Vetter. Pages for the first term, James Barrett, Maggie Bow, Caitlin Foreman, Shelby Freeman, Brittany Harris, Dane McNinney, Amy Miles, Emily Muchlenhaus, Mariah Potts, Benjamin White. Legislative interns, Jordan Fink, Jacob Hammack, Brittany Jinks, Carolyn Johnson, Kevin King, Peter Lemke, Jenna Mann, Jane Park, Jenna Smink, and legislative aides, Sam Heideprim and Will Mortensen.
Justice Meyer Henry will administer the oath. Raise your hand.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of South Dakota and will faithfully discharge the duties of the office of, please state which office you've been appointed to the office of, according to the best of my abilities. Congratulations.
Congratulations. Just remind everyone to please sign their oath and bring it to the front desk over on this side.
Senator Knutson moves that a committee of three on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with a like committee on the part of the House to make arrangements for a joint session to receive the message of the governor.
Is there a second? Remarks on that motion? Hearing none. The question is the motion to adopt a committee of, or to appoint a committee of three on the part of the Senate to meet with a committee of the House to make arrangements for a joint session. Any remarks? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion carried.
Senator Knutson moves that a committee of three on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with the like committee on the part of the House. Oops.
I'm sorry. Senator Gray appoints such members as Senators Gray, Knutson, and Heideprim.
Now, Senator Knutson moves that a committee of three on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with the like committee on the part of the House to notify the governor that the legislature is duly organized and ready to meet in joint session to receive any communications he may desire to make.
Is there a second? Remarks on that motion? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. That committee, those committee members are Senators Gray, Knutson, and Heideprim.
Senator Knutson moves as a committee of three, that a committee of three on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with the like committee on the part of the House relative to the joint rules of the two houses for the 84th legislative session.
Is there a second? Any remarks? Hearing none, those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. Motion carried. Those committee members are Senators Gray, Knutson, and Heideprim.
Senator Knutson moves that a committee of three on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with the like committee on the part of the House to make arrangements for legislative days for the members, officers, and employees of the Senate and House for the 84th legislative session.
Is there a second? Remarks on that motion? Hearing none, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Committee members are appointed Senators Gray, Knutson, and Heideprim.
Senator Knutson moves that a committee of three on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with the like committee on the part of the House to set the compensation schedule for the elective and appointive officers and employees of the House and Senate for the 84th legislative session.
Is there a second? Remarks on that motion? Hearing none, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Those members are appointed Senators Gray, Knutson, and Heideprim.
Senator Knutson moves that a committee of three on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with the like committee on the part of the House to confer with the Director of Legislative Research Council in regard to making arrangements for the distribution of the official directory Senate and House journals and bills and all other legislative printing for the Senate and House and the state offices with the full power to act.
Is there a second? Remarks on that motion? Hearing none, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Senator Gray appoints Senators Dempster, Garnos, and Gary Hansen.
Senator Knutson moves that a committee of three on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with a like committee on the part of the House to select chaplains for the 84th legislative session.
Is there a second? Remarks on that motion? Hearing none, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Senator Gray appoints Senators Tom Hansen, Roden, and Bartling.
Senator Knutson moves that a committee of three on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with a like committee with a committee of four on the part of the House to arrange for a memorial recognition of deceased former members of the Senate and House.
Is there a second? Remarks on that motion? Hearing none, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. President Pro Tem appoints Senators Tom Hansen, Frisley, and Gerstead.
Senator Knutson moves that a committee of three on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with a committee of four on the part of the House to make arrangements for a joint session to hear the message of the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court.
Is there a second? Remarks on that motion? Hearing none, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. President Pro Tem appoints Senators Gray, Knutson, and Heideprim.
Senator Knutson moves that a committee of three on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet relative to Senate rules.
Is there a second? Remarks on that motion? Hearing none, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. President Pro Tem appoints Senators Gray, Knutson, and Heideprim. President Pro Tem has appointed the following senators to the standing committees: to Agriculture and Natural Resources, Chair, Senator Roden; Vice Chair, Senator Howey; members, Senators Bradford, Garnos, Tom Hansen, Valley, Klocek, Maher, and Peterson; to the Senate Appropriations Committee, Chair, Senator Gene Hunhoff; Vice Chair, Senator Haverly; members, Senators Brown, Nostrup, Ahlers, Bartling, and Hunstead; to the Commerce Committee, Chair, Senator Olson; Vice Chair, Senator Nelson; members, Senators Adelstein, Gant, Merchant, Nesselhoff, and Turbeck Berry; to the Education Committee, Chair, Senator Garnos; Vice Chair, Senator Knutson; members, Senators Gray, Olson, Gerstead, Nesselhoff, and Peterson; to the Government Operations and Audit Committee, Chair, Senator Teason; Vice Chair, Senator Haverly; members, Senators Hunhoff, Jean, Bartling, and Gillespie; to the Health and Human Services Committee, Chair, Senator Adelstein; Vice Chair, Senator Tom Hansen; members, Senators Dempster, Gant, Gerstead, Merchant, and Miles; to the Judiciary Committee, Chair, Senator Abdallah; Vice Chair, Senator Teason; members, Senators Schmidt, Valley, Gillespie, Heideprim, Turbeck, Berry; the Legislative Procedure Committee, Chair, Senator Gray; Vice Chair, Senator Knutson; members, Senators Dempster, Garnos, Gary Hansen, Heideprim, and Nesselhoff; to the Local Government Committee, Chair, Senator Gant; Vice Chair, Senator Bradford; members, Senators Schmidt, Teason, Gillespie, Klocek, and Miles; to the Retirement Laws Committee, Chair, Senator Nelson; Vice Chair, Senator Brown; members, Senators Abdallah, Gerstead, and Miles; to the State Affairs Committee, Chair, Senator Dempster; Vice Chair, Senator Gray; members, Senators Abdallah, Knutson, Olson, Roden, Gary Hansen, Heideprim, and Turbeck Berry; to the Taxation Committee, Chair, Senator Tom Hansen; Vice Chair, Senator Frisley; members, Senators Adelstein, Howey, Nelson, Gerstead, Maher, Merchant, and Peterson; and finally, to the Transportation Committee, Chair, Senator Valley; Vice Chair, Senator Schmidt; members, Senators Frisley, Howey, Hansen, Gary, Klocek, and Maher. Move to item 9, consideration of reports of committees.
Mr. President, your Joint Select Committee appointed to notify the Governor that the legislature is duly organized and ready to meet in joint session to receive any communication he may desire to transmit respectfully reports that the Governor is ready to appear before the joint session to deliver his message. Respectfully submitted, Val Rausch, Christy Noem, H. Paul Dennert, House Committee, and Bob Gray, Dave Knutson, Scott Heideprim, Senate Committee. Senator Knutson moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to notifying the governor that the legislature is duly organized and ready to meet in joint session be adopted.
Is there a second? Mark's on the motion to adopt the report of the Select Committee. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion carried.
Mr. President, your Joint Select Committee appointed for the purpose of arranging for a joint session of the Senate and House of Representatives to receive the message of the governor respectfully reports that the Senate and House convene in joint session in the chamber of the House of Representatives at 1 p.m. January 13, 2009. Respectfully submitted, Val Rausch, Christy Noem, H. Paul Dennert, House Committee, and Bob Gray, Dave Knutson, Scott Heideprim, Senate Committee. Senator Knutson moves that the report of the Senate Select Committee relative to arranging for a joint session to receive the governor's message be adopted.
Is there a second? Any remarks? Motion is to adopt the report of the Joint Committee relative to receiving the message of the governor. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion carried.
Mr. President, your Joint Select Committee appointed for the purpose of arranging for a joint session of the Senate and House of Representatives to receive a message from the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court respectfully reports that the Senate and the House convene in joint session in the chamber of the House of Representatives at 1:30 p.m. January 14, 2009. Respectfully submitted, Bob Fain, Christy Noem, Bernie Hunhoff, H. Paul Dennert, House Committee, and Bob Gray, Dave Knutson, Scott Heideprim, Senate Committee. Senator Knutson moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to arranging for a joint session to receive the message from the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court be adopted.
Is there a second? Remarks on that motion? Hearing none, the question for the Senate is adoption of the committee report relative to receiving the message from the Chief Justice. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. First reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill number 3, an act to revise certain provisions concerning the assessment of agricultural land. Senate Bill 4, an act to revise certain tax levy limitations and property tax levies for school districts. Senate Bill 5, an act to revise the form and style of certain provisions and to delete certain obsolete provisions regarding the state of tourism and state development. Senate Bill number 41, an act to revise the definition of wind easements. Senate Bill 57, an act to allow the use of energy efficiency and conservation to count toward the state's renewable recycled energy objective. Senate Bill 58, an act to require notification regarding the construction of certain wind energy projects. Senate Bill 59, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the amount of the filing fee for the siting of energy facilities. Senate Bill 60, an act to authorize the Public Utilities Commission to implement and comply with certain federal energy acts. Senate Bill 63, an act to add certain energy efficiency disclosures to the property condition disclosure statement. Senate Bill 64, an act to establish certain energy efficiency disclosure requirements for new residential buildings. Senate Bill 68, an act to authorize the establishment, operation, and control of research parks on state land. Senate Bill 15, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the confidentiality and release of certain child abuse or neglect information. Senate Bill 19, an act to revise the grounds for which continuation or conversion is not required for certain group health policies. Senate Bill 20, an act to revise the lifetime benefit maximum for the health insurance risk pool. Senate Bill 35, an act to revise the definition of an assisted living center. Senate Bill 45, an act to provide an exception to the practice of seclusion as it pertains to the treatment of a person with a developmental disability. Senate Bill 46, an act to change the name of Adjustment Training Center to Community Support Provider. Senate Bill 44, an act to repeal certain sales and use tax exemptions concerning the sale of feed for certain animals and the sale of certain animals, and to repeal the classification of fur-bearing animals.
Those 69 Senate bills, which just had their first reading, are assigned to the following committees: to Agriculture and Natural Resources, Senate Bills 1, 2, 22, 40, 51, 53, 54, 55, 56, and 69. To the Senate Committee on Taxation, Senate Bills 12, 13, 14, 16, 21, 42, 43, and 44. To State Affairs, Senate Bills 3, 4, 5, 41, 57, 58, 59, 60, 63, 64, and 68. To Commerce, Senate Bills 8, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 31, 62, 61, and 62. To Transportation, Senate Bills 9, 10, 11, 17, 18, 23, and 30. To the Judiciary Committee, Senate Bills 6, 7, 33, 37, and 65. To the Health and Human Services Committee, Senate Bills 15, 19, 20, 35, 45, and 46. To the Appropriations Committee, Senate Bills 32, 36, 47, 48, 49, 50, 52, 66, and 67. To Education, Senate Bills 34, 38, and 39. Without objection, we'll revert to communications. Is there an objection? Seeing none, we'll so revert.
June 23, 2008. Dear Mr. President and members of the Senate, pursuant to the provisions of SDCL 24-16A-1 and the Governor's Executive Order 2002-2005, and subject to your confirmation, I have the honor to inform you that I have appointed Krista Heron Graber to the South Dakota Council for Interstate Adult Offender Supervision. This appointment is effective immediately and expires June 23, 2011. Very truly yours, Larry Long, Attorney General.
President Pro Tem referred the appointment to the Committee on Judiciary.
Dear Mr. December 18, 2008. Dear Mr. President and members of the Senate, under date of December 8, 2008, I notified you that I was appointing Jesse Sondrial to the Board of Pardons and Paroles, subject to the Senate confirmation, and effective March 16, 2009. I hereby amend my request for confirmation to make the appointment effective March 1, 2009. Very truly yours, Larry Long, Attorney General.
President Pro Tem refers the appointment and confirmation consideration to the Committee on Judiciary.
I, Chris Nelson, Secretary of the State of South Dakota, do hereby certify that on the second day of January AD 2009, at the hour of 1:30 o'clock meridian, the Honorable W.J. Sirska, Jr., Second Judicial Circuit Court Judge in the courtroom at the Minnehaha County Courthouse, Sioux Falls, administered the oath of office to the following Public Utilities Commissioner Officer-elect, which was subscribed to and placed on file in the office of the Secretary of State of the State of South Dakota, Public Utilities Commissioner Gary W. Hansen. In testimony whereof, I have hereunto set my hand and affixed the great seal of the State of South Dakota this 12th day of January 2009. Chris Nelson, Secretary of State.
Any announcements?
Senator Knutson moves that when we adjourn today, we adjourn to convene at 1 p.m. on Wednesday, January 14th, the second legislative day.
Is there a second? The motion is to convene tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Convene tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. Motion carries.
Senator Dempster moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
Is there a second? Motion is to adjourn. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed nay. Motion carried. We're adjourned. I'd ask the members to proceed to the House to receive the State of the State message.